Okay, today's daf is Nedarim, daf Pei Beis. We are on Pei Aleph from a Beis. A couple lines from the bottom, as we continue here in the last parak of Maseches Nedarim, parak Ve'elu Nedarim, all about the different types of Nedarim that the husband can be mefer. And we had the discussion yesterday. We got into the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. First we discussed whether Rabbi Yossi argues fundamentally, or he just argues on the category. On the Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah says, Ein Elu Nidre Inu Nefesh. The Gemara asks, does that mean that Rabbi Yossi says they're not Inu Nefesh, but they are Dvarim Shebein Olaveina, which would allow the husband to still be made for them, just for a different reason, or not, or he would reject it. L'may Nafkamina, what's the difference if he's doing it because of Inu Nefesh, or because he's doing it for Dvarim Shebein Olaveina? So that's what the Gemara mentioned. Well, it depends how long it is going to be for, as we mentioned earlier. If it's Inui Nefesh, then it's going to be Usur forever. So it's going to be Mutter forever. After he matters it, it's going to be Mutter forever. It might be limited to when they are married, but when they get divorced, then it could be that is going to kick in again. Then we got in, then we proved Rabbi Yossi holds that you would be able to be made for. We brought that from a Brisa. And the last point we mentioned, which we are in the middle of, was the line in the Brisa that said, where she is no derish, shol hashamish mitasi yafer, that if she makes a neder, and we ended up saying that means, hanoas tashmi sheikh alai, so that is going to be chal. We mentioned from the Ran on Daf Tezvav, that's a chal midrabanan, and you don't apply mitzvos lavahenos ninu, because it is hanoas aguf. But we said that is the case where he has to be mefer because she can't do that. She is only mishubedes to say hanas tashmishi alecha. But if she says hanas tashmishi chalai, that would be chal. Along the way, we quoted the shita of Rabbi Gamliel, which we're going to get back to right now. The Gebraisa quoted Rabbi Gamliel, who said yafer, that he still has to be mefer even in the cases where she is no deris about a malacha that she is obligated to do for her husband. Where she says, I'm not going to make your bed, I'm not going to pour you wine. These malachas that are listed in the Mishnah in Ksubis that she has to do, the Tanakhama said, Ein Sarach Lahafer. Rabbi Gamliel says, Yafer, no, he has to. And we had 2 days in the run. We'll go with the first day right now that says, Lo Yachel Dvaro, that is a Chumra Drabanan, a Smach de Baalma. But it shows that Rabbi Gamliel takes the Dvaro very seriously. We don't want her to just say something and then it'll be over or batel automatically. Be made for it, just to show that this is a serious context, even though really it is not chal. The second day of the Ran said that it is chal. Lo yechal dvaro includes even non-nedarim. Either way, those are the two pshatim of Rabbi Gamliel. So now let's get back to the Gemara about 7 lines up from the bottom. Mantana. Right, which is, the Gemara is going to relate back to that. Mantana, who is the following opinion like? Mantana hadatanya. The Braisa that says, Dvarim hamutarim ba'acherim na'agul bohen iser. Dvarim hamutarim. Something that's really mutter, but people are no-hake iser when in this certain behavior, in a certain area. And how do I know that I'm not allowed to come and be mevatel the iser and be materit? How do I know that? Says, we're going to read the Bach's Girsa. The Bach switches 3 words that are later on and puts them right here. Mani Rebbe Gamlielhi. Right? Who is that opinion? Who is this opinion that says you can't just make an Isser to a heter automatically, but you have to take it seriously? That's like Rebbe Gamliel. Mishub Shanema. What did Rebbe Gamliel say up above? Detanya. Rebbe Gamliel Omer Yafer. Mishub Shanema. Lo Yachel Devaro. Bach added those lines a little bit later to now, so just like Rabbi Gamliel took very seriously her words, even though Maker Adin, he doesn't need to be made for it, but Rabbi Gamliel says, be mefer, because we want to make sure that you take this Isser seriously. So Zotu here, Rabbi Gamliel might be the author of this opinion, this price as well, that if you have an Isser, and it's really mutter, but you can't just automatically make it mutter, that sounds like Rabbi Gamliel's opinion. There's a big discussion, mostly in the in Maseches Psachim, in the Nun area, where this also comes up, about this principle of once there's something that's usser, you can't, once there's something that's mutter, and a person makes it usser, or the minhag is to usser, how far reaching is that idea? And a big discussion is, what about if it's by mistake? It's by mistake. Tosfos there, Maseches Psachim, on Daf Nun Aleph, quotes the following question. Tema, Im Kain. The Gemara there quotes this principle, and then the Gemara says, in Tosfos says, Im Kain, Hechita Rebbe Beit She'an, Perakama de Chulin. There's a case in the beginning of Chulin that Rebbe came and matred something. But what do you mean? Everybody held that it was Usser in that locale. How could Rebbe come along and matred something? Says Tosfos, V'tiritz Rabbeinu Nisim, Bin Megillah Starim, Tahai Dvarim, Hamutarim, V'acherim Nagu Bohen Isser, Hainu She Yodim, Sheheim Mutarim, V'heim Rotzim Lahachmir Al Atzmam. When do we see this principle applies? Where people know it's mutter, but they are machmir. So there you could say, it has the form of a type of neder. People accept it to behave in a certain way, and that's why you can't get rid of the heter. V'chein mashma lishna dvarim hamutarim. That's what it sounds like. Aval, says Tosfos, dvarim she'noagim machmas ta'us. What if it's a mistake? People think it's usser. Not that it's a dvar het, it is mutter, but people don't realize it's mutter. They think this chumra is the din. They think it's really a davar usser. Shezvurim shehu usser vehu mutter, yachol hati b'fnehem. This principle does not apply. That was the case of Rebbe in Beit She'an in Chulin. It was a case where people were mistaken. If people are mistakenly doing something, so then, one is allowed to come and be matarit. Vehu mutter, there quotes a Yerushalmi. Then he quotes other examples. Other examples, whether this principle holds up. This is really a machlokas in the Rishonim. Whether the principle that we have in our Gemara, does not apply even where people are mistaken or not. Right? We also have sometimes in halacha the idea of Asr la omro bifnei am haaretz. Right, something that's allowed, but you know, it's not a good idea. Because even if people are mistaken, once you matter this, you know, it might allow people to go one step further and say, you know what? If this is mutter, this also must be mutter, and this also must be mutter. So there's a little slippery slope sometimes in terms of the allowance of psak. It just reflects the responsibility of a posek. When a posek says something, he has to know who he's talking to, what he's saying, and sometimes, as we know, koach datera adif. Right? If something is mutter, we have to try to say it, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Beitza. But if there is a chash, that behavior might be taken even further, so then one has to be careful. What does the Shulchan Aruch say related to this? So this is the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Yudalit. It comes up, you know, many Rabbanim have gotten various shilas in the past. I've been doing this for a number of years, but you know what? It's getting hard, or I want to change the minhag. You know, in terms of changing minhag, and when does a minhag become a type of neder? So that's this issue where dvar hamutarim ve'acherim nagu bohen iser. That's the topic here. If you look at Simon Reish Yudalit Yaradeya, dvar hamutarim ve'ayodim bohem shehem mutarim nagu bohen iser. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say that based on our Rabbeinu Nisim? Because if it was a mistake, it might be different. Something is mutter. But I'm no gisser. Have a ki'ilu kiblu aleihem b'neder. The Shulchan Aruch says, it's as if you were made a neder when you accepted this behavior. Ve'asr la'atiram bohem. And a posek can't come along and automatically matir. Hilka, for example. Misha rogel his anos b'ta'anios shelifnei Rosh Hashanah. So let's say somebody has the minhag of fasting a few days before Rosh Hashanah. Vishabain Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Right? That's one of the two reasons we say slichas for at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, because it was an ancient minhag to fast for 10 days before Yom Kippur, but there are 4 days of Aseret Yemei Tshuva that you can't fast. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, and Shabbos. So that's why the minhag says, okay, that they started fasting before. So we don't fast before Rosh Hashanah, but at least days of tshuva, which you may slichas are, so that is what we do. That's why at least 4 days. And the other reason being, bikur mimum. Every carbon that was checked for a mum, at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. So let's say somebody has that minhag, says the Shulchan Aruch. Or, umi sheragil, shelo lechol basar, v'shelo lishtos yayin, mei rosh chodesh av, o miyud zayin betamuz. Somebody has the minhag of not drinking wine or eating meat during a certain time, during the 9 days, during the 3 weeks. The Shulchan Aruch says, v'rotze lachzer bo, machbaz she'eno bari, and he wants to be chozer bo, tzara gimel sheyatiru lo. You need three. In Bishah, Shehischa Linok, Hayadaita Linok, in the Olam. If his das was to do this, he took upon himself a minhag, and this is what he wants to do. V'nokin afilu pamachas, sorach atara, v'yiftach b'charata, shem ischari, shenokin, l'shem neder, l'fichach. And therefore, it's always a good idea, says the Shulchan Aruch, if I ever accept upon myself a certain behavior, say b'li neder, have in mind that I'm not doing this forever, I'm going to try this out, I'm going to see how it goes. L'fichach, harota lido b'ksaz dvarim hamutarim, l'syagu precious. I want to do something. I want to do this for davening. I accept to do this every day before davening. I'm going to come and do this. I'm going to do this after davening. I'm not going to say this. I'm going to stand for chazaras hashatz. I'm going to, any minhag that a person does. Yomar betchilas, let's say he only waits 3 hours. He's going to start waiting 6 hours. Then he realizes it's too hard for him. Yomar betchilas hanagaso. Whatever he does, he should say at the beginning of his anhaga, she'enu makabal alav kein meneder. I'm not accepting it as a neder. V'gam yomar, she'en b'dayto lino king el b'pamahu. Only this time. O b'pa'amim she'yirtze, v'lo la'olam. Right? Any of those, I should limit it, because if not, I would have to go to a chacham, and maybe have in mind, by Atar Sadorim on Rosh Hashanah, to say it. Aval anogim isser b'dorim ha'mutar machmas. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, but somebody who is knowing isser, who is he quoting here? Tosas im sachim that we just read. Aval anogim isser b'dorim ha'mutarim machmas she'sovrim she'im asurim. What if somebody thinks this is the halacha? They've always done this, not because they think it's a chumrah. They think this is the halacha. They're misinformed about the halacha. Lo avi, so let's say somebody thinks that there's a chiyah to daven 4 times every day. And they daven an extra tefillah. They think you're supposed to daven an extra tefillah sometime between Shacharis and Mincha. They didn't know. So they think this is something that you have to do. But so, lo avi kilu kilu b'neder. That's not an automatic neder, and that would just be able to be hutar me'mela. Hutar me'mela. That's the first day of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch does quote, other Rishonim, the Rashi and Tshuva, v'yesh b'shomer shim toev v'nog yisr b'davar hamutar, nishal u'matirim lo b'shlosh akeit atar sadarim. Some say you should still do atar sadarim, even if it was a mistake, v'chulu, t'avi kilu kilu aso b'ki yisurim, v'chulu. But that is the Shulchan Aruch, ratio dalet sif aleph, important discussion of these types of behaviors, which comes up. People have certain nihugim that they took upon themselves, so they would have to go to a chacham and be matir. And the shachir has an important discussion also in the beginning of Reish Yudalid, exactly which are included, which aren't included. Tosfos quotes our the shach quotes our gemara, right? That's here in Reish Yudalid Sif Beis in the shach. He talks about, is there any automatic allowance if somebody is just, let's say, not healthy anymore, not strong enough? Somebody used to fast and now they can't. Right? Is there a difference between that and a case where you want to abris, you say you're not going to eat meat during the week? Right, all different opinions. Rav Shlomo Zalman's grandfather, they say, fasted for 3 years on every Monday and Thursday before he made Aliyah. Wanted to make sure that he was in the correct frame of mind before making Aliyah. And he realized what a schus it is, being in Hashem's palace. So for 3 years, that's why he had a grandson like Rav Shlomo Zalman. But he fasted for 3 years every Monday and Thursday before. So again, once he got to Eretz Yisrael, would he have to undo that? Or no, this was al-das, that it's only before I go, before I move. Once I move, then I'm there. Either way, that is that's how the story goes. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Davar Acher, just to finishing up the brisa, third to last line, lo yachel dvaro, another pshat of lo yachel dvaro, not just of Rabbi Gamliel, but another limud, mikam l'tamad chacham, shein mefer nidre atzmo. A tamad chacham cannot be mefer his own nedarim. Even if a big chacham makes a neder, and he usually is matir other people's nedarim, he can't do his own. That's the drasha of lo yachel dvaro. Dvaro, his own neder, hu lo yachel, he cannot get rid of, but acherim mechilim lo, others can be undo it for him. We find that in other areas of halacha, ein adam ro'a nigei asma, a person can't see his own nega'im, he has to go to another person. Even if a person has a certain power himself, right, the Gemara Bracha says, ein adam matir asma mibeso asurim, you can't get yourself out of jail. That was why one of the Amoraim who was sick needed another one of the Amoraim to be Mechaya and Merapehim, and he couldn't do it himself because you can't do it to yourself. So a Chacham cannot be Matar his own Neder. There is a discussion, the Sharam Mitzvah and Balacha here quotes all the sources relating to, what about Shavuos? You can't be Matar your own Neder. What about Shavuos? The Rambam quotes in Perek Vav, Ein Adam Yachol Lahatir Shavuos Atzvo. A person can't be matir his own shvua, but he doesn't quote this by nedarim. Doesn't quote it, right? And the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Chav Ches doesn't quote it either. So it's unclear why this is not quoted. He goes through the different days. He quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra that discusses the pasuk of Tehillim. We see every Friday night. Hashem Shbati V'Api, right? Hashem swore. Right, so that last line is not such a great line, and we all sing it Friday night as if it's a beautiful line. I mean, it's Tehillim. Hashem swore that none of the Meraglim's generation are going into Eretz Yisrael. That's what that line means. But the Gemara there in Bava Basra discusses that Shvuah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if there is a type of Heter. Okay, now let's go to the next piece of Gemara. Boy Minei Rava Meir of Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman the following question. Once we're on the topic of what is Inui Nefesh, according to the Rabbanon, according to Rav Yossi, says the Gemara, Tashmish Shamita the Rabbanon, Inui Nefesh hu, O Dvarim Shebeino Leveina. Right, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah gave examples of Rechitza and Kishut, saying that's Dvarim Shebeino Inui Nefesh, for the Tanakhama, and Rav Yossi says, no, that's Dvarim Shebeino Leveina. That's the Machlokas about Kishut and Rechitza. Then, the Gemara went into cases of not eating fruit. So that's for sure, Nedarim Shel Inui Nefesh, if I can't eat something. What about Tashmish Hamita? So the examples in this Brisa that we just gave, Reb Yossi holds that is Dvarim Shel Inui Nefesh. So the question is, what about according to the Rabbanan? Tashmish Hamita, according to the Rabbanan, is that Inui Nefesh or Dvarim Shel Inui Nefesh? It's a little of both. Right, but the question is it Inui Nefesh? The line Afkamina, as we said, well, can it be forever? If she makes a neder, so if it's Inui Nefesh, so then when the Baal is made for it, so then it is mutter forever, even if she gets divorced. But if it's Beinola Beinah, then it could, might only be until divorced, but afterwards, it would be allowed. Right? That's the nafkamina that's quoted in the Ran based on the Gemara earlier. Nafkamina de mefer bein la'atzmo bein la'achirim odrashi bein olaveina hu ula'atzmo mefer la'achirim eino mefer. That is the shayla. As to be shown him here, what's the havamina? Why would this not be inui? Right? Isn't it asur on Yom Kippur? As we discussed a couple of lines ago and on yesterday's daf. Right, Yom Kippur, we spoke about Rechitza. But after Rishonim here, isn't it Aser like on Yom Kippur? So says the Rosh Lashitasa. Remember we said a Machlokas Rishonim. All the other Inuim on Yom Kippur, besides eating and drinking, are they Aser D'Araisa without Kares, or are they only Aser D'Rabbanan? So the Rosh and others, Bali Tosfos, say it's D'Rabbanan. So Lashitasa right here, says the Rosh in the bottom. Afal gav degabe Yom Kippurim mikre inui nefesh umaisi la mikra im ta'anez benosai. Right, even though on Yom Kippur the Gemara calls it inui nefesh based on a pasuk by Lavan im ta'anez benosai kra asmach da bialmu umidirabananu da asur umidi dahavi ane ilas asandol. Says the Rosh, well, it's like what I said in Masechas Yoma. Right, I think that only eating and drinking are daraisa on Yom Kippur and Malacha for a separate reason, but all the other Inuyim are Durabanan, and the Pasuk is just an Asmachta. That's exactly why here the Gemara can ask this question by Nedarim, because maybe it's not Inui Nefesh, it's not even Inui Nefesh Daraisa by Yom Kippur, so surely here. What about the other Rishonim? The other Rishonim who don't say, who hold that is Daraisa, the Rambam, or the Ran that says Masra Kasal HaChachamim, what would they say? If you look at the Nemuka Yosef, right here in the back says maybe there's a difference between Inui and Inui Nefesh, says the Nemuka Yosef. It's on page Chaf Heyam Abeis in the back. Pirish Inui Nefesh hu. Klomar, Miavi Bechlau Inui Nefesh Dekra, Deilu Inui Stama, Pshita de Mikre Inui. It's definitely Inui. It's definitely affliction. Is it affliction of the soul, Inui Nefesh, which is what's required for Nidarim? That's the question. Meaning, what's the yisod of the Nemuka Yosef? Don't compare Hilchos Yom Kippur to Hilchos Nidarim. That's the difference. According to the Rosh and others, Inui is Inui, and all the categories blend in, and therefore you have to be Mechalik and say, oh, it's only Durabanan over there, and that's why the Gemara could have a Shaila here. Because maybe here, Lashna B'nai Adam, it's more included. The Nemuka Yosef says, no, don't compare the two different categories. One is about Inui, V'inisim, it's Nafsho Seichem. It says Nafsho Seichem. It does. But it's called the category of Inui. Right? That makes it a little difficult, because even by Yom Kippur it says that. Mashekit here is called Inui La'anos Nafesh. La'anos Nafesh. Anyway, but that's the Nemuki Yosef. If you look in the Shita Mekubetzes, says, he has a third idea. He says, it is Inui, but for who? The Gemara's question is, there's one line in the Shita. Tashmish Amita L'Rabbanan Inui Nefesh Ave. Meaning, when the woman makes a neder against having Tashmish Amita with her husband, is that Inui Nefesh? Says the Shita, Mekubetzes, Pirish, De'isha. Avagav De'pshita Lon De'inui Nefesh De'ish Ave. Leka L'mifsha Minei Be'isha. Kitapirashti La'el. It's for sure Inui Nefesh for the man. Prevention of being with a man, so that's Inui Nefesh. What about for the woman? That's the question the Gemara is asking. Is it Inui Nefesh for her? Because the halacha of Hafaras Adarma of Inui Nefesh is not when it's Inui of the husband. If she makes a neder that all of my fruit are usur on you, let's say she has fruit somehow that don't belong to her husband, so that's Inui Nefesh of the husband. That would be Dvarshim Ben Olavina. Inui Nefesh is where it's self-afflicting. That's the halacha. So that's the Gemara's question. Of course it's Inui Nefesh, says the Gemara, for the man. The man is more in pain. And the halacha recognizes that there are different levels of Yetzer for the man and for the woman. We know that even from Hilchas Nida. It's not equality in Hilchas Nida. For some of the harchakos, there's more serious harchakos on the man's side than on the woman's side. In terms of chole, in terms of sitting on a bed, right? V'maisa we paskin. And Hilchas Nida that whether a man or a woman can be on each other's bed during the Shas Isser. So the man cannot even lie on her bed even if the woman's not home. Only sit on the bed at most. And the woman has more flexibility. We're not going to get into the details. The Shach and the Taz discuss it in the Siman about Harchakos. But there are differences that's related. Also Hilchas Yichud we know. Hilchas Yichud, there are differences between how many men, how many women, because there are differences in the makeup and the reality of men and women in this regard. That's what the Shita Mekubetzes says here too. Inui Nefesh, it's for sure Inui Nefesh for the man. What about Inui Nefesh for the woman? That's the Shaila, whether it's called Inui Nefesh. So that is how this Gemara relates to other issues of Inui elsewhere. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Is Tashmish Shamita L'Rabbanan? Is it Inui Nefesh or is it Dvarim Shebeino Levena? That is the Shaila. So let us continue. There's one more point to make, but let's just get on to today's daf. So the Gemara says, "Amar leteni tua." Didn't we learn it in a Mishnah? Says Rav Nachman. What Mishnah? The Mishnah later on. Unatula ani mina Yehudim. If a woman makes a neder that she is literally taken away from Jews, what does taken away from Jews mean? So she's asering tashmish on all Jews. That's what it means. A nice way of saying natula ani mina Yehudim. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, "Yafer chelko." So he is mefer his chelek, right? So she can be muteris to him. Umisham shaso v'tein etula mina Yehudim. But let's say she gets divorced. Let's say he dies. Then she's usher to everybody else in the world because he can only he matirs. He's mefer only the part of the neder that is relates to him. So v'i amrit neder ni'inui nefesh havi. But if we say that the isser of tashmish is inui nefesh, so na ma'itein etula mina Yehudim. Why after death or divorce is she still usher? Inui Nefesh gets rid of it totally. Shmamina, Dvaram Shemino, Levena Havian. As we know, this is the Nafkamina. So Shmamina must be that Tashmish is in the category of Dvaram Shemino, Levena, which is then only usher while they're married, and not usher afterwards. So the Gemara answers, L'Rabbanan Tibay Lacha. No, according to the Rabbanan, it's still a question. Why? Mishum de Natula Animina Yehudim Rabbi Yossi Ktanila. That Mishnah later on in our Perek, that's also Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Dam Rav Huna, Kula Pirkin, Rabbi Yossi Hi. Because after all, Rav Huna says, the anonymous author of our entire Perek is Rabbi Yossi. How do I know that? Mimai, because there's an extra phrase. Kiva Diktani, go back to the first Mishnah in the Perek. Because the Mishnah says, I'm back on Daf Ayin Tes. Kiva Diktani, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein Elu Nidre Inui Nefesh. Once Rabbi Yossi says, these aren't Inui Nefesh. Lama Leil Sulamisni, and then he quotes what are, so why in the next line and the end of that Mishnah does it have to repeat, Hareze Yafer Divre Rabbi Yossi? What do you have to have those extra three words for? Shma mina mikan ve'elech Rabbi Yossi hi. Must be to emphasize that Rabbi Yossi is the author of all the anonymous lies in this parak. So you're right. Later on, that a Tulanim in Yehuda Mishnah is a raya that Tashmish is Dvarim Shebeino Leveino, which I think I misspoke before. Biosi holds Dvar Shebeino Leveino, not Inu Nefesh. So that's clear. But we're asking within the Rabbanan, and there is no answer. There is no answer given. And the Ran is posting lechomer misafek, right? We don't know. Says the Ran on the second skinny line on top of the Nin Halacha, kiven to Bayan lo ifshita, right? We possibly let's say like the Rabbanan. So about like the Rabbanan, so we don't end up with a maskana. Naktinan lechomra, veino mefer ela mishadvarim shebeino leveino, right? We're machmer, and he can be made for it only because of beino leveino, which is the less expansive heter, because as we know, after death and divorce, then the Isser will be choser v'neir. That's in terms of the psak. There is an interesting, related to Dvarim Shel Inui Nefesh, interesting tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz writes, he has the following tshuva. It's not sure, he writes, I'm not 100% sure of the question, but he has a couple of important lines in that tshuva. Sha'alti mimeni, says the Radvaz in Chelek Aleph Siman Tavnu Dalet. Sha'alti mimeni, odiacha daiti be'ish ve'ishto sha'ayu cholim choli harosh. A husband and wife were suffering from terrible headaches. V'nadra ha'isha la'alos b'Yerushalayim. And for some reason, the woman makes a neder that she's going up to Yerushalayim. The hechrish habal, v'lo hefer. And the baal wasn't mefer. U'bizman sheholeches hashayara ha'yuaniyim. And they were very poor people. Ve'ein le'el yadam afilo tzoras haderech. They have no money. They have no money. So the question is, does she have to go up? Is she allowed to go up? The baal says that he just had a terrible headache. That's why he wasn't focusing on what was going on. So ha'yadaito alav she'olsa kadechas b'mocho. He had a terrible splitting headache. He wasn't even focused. So the Shiloh, that was the Shiloh, that's all the Shiloh that the Radvaz received. Must have been a letter, because he writes in his answer, I'm not 100% sure of all the details. He says, Tshuva mikami tami les b'shasha b'hai nidra. I don't think, for a number of reasons, I don't think you have to worry about this. Chada, number one, kivach ein la b'malal az Yerushalayim, since she has no money, they have no money for traveling expenses, ein la cha'onis galda mizeh. Obviously, she's ba'anus. V'hadavar on barur, ki ha'anus pater mishvua mineder umimamon. If you're an anus, you can't do it, okay? You're anus. Umehaitaima ha'neder talui va'omeid. The neder is hanging. Vim yiyu ashirim chayevas l'chayim nitra. According to this reason, once they become ashirim, they get enough money, she has to be mechayemas her neder. Because she made a neder, the husband heard about it, it wasn't mefer. V'su de'isha zu ein la nachasim ba'odatachas ba'ila. And number two, she doesn't have her own property. The husband doesn't have the chiyuv to give her the money. And even though I wrote in a different tshuva, and she says, I want my nedunya money that I brought in, he has to give her the nedunya money, but that's because at root, that belongs to her. And he continues, she doesn't have anything else. Let's continue. Visu. In Yevare Shalohaya Daito Allah Bishasha Shasak, Okiyem, maybe he wasn't focusing and he wasn't in full das at the time she made the neder. So Enkan Beis Mechush. So then there's no worry about it. Shahare Eimacha Nidre Inui Nefesh Galdomizeh. Right? There's no greedy Rini Nefesh if the wife's not going to live with him. The wife's going to move away, he's not going. Shev Telech Mi Yishem Shanu. Imkin Hayyachal Hafer. He could have been made for it. Because at that time he wasn't in a proper frame of mind. He wasn't a bar das. He was just in a terrible headache, suffering from the pain. And on the day that he gets better, that's like the day he hears about it. So right when he realizes it, and he becomes better, then he'll be able to be made for that day. Visu. And then another one. Dilafi alashon asher babishela, according to the language that came, imhi oisachola me osachola me atzmo. Maybe she wasn't in a proper frame of mind when she made the neder. Vim yizvar shaloya daitola, ain kan neder klau. Didn't be non pivoli boshavin. Vacha ain kan leiv ki im baale choli. Right? So then here too, it is not a neder that she took with Das, why? Osa Maisa Shotim, Kiala Katachas, Almoch, Vizbalba. We know people can't think straight when they have splitting headaches. Odani Omer. And then he says, Afilo Haya Nether Nether, Poschen Labanias. You could use this as a Pesach. If you would have known how much it costs to go, would you have made the Nether? And even though it's Nishba Lakayim Es HaMitzvah, here's another interesting line. What mitzvah is there if you're not going to live there? Wow. This is 2 days in the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Shabbos. Bishlam emaya neder ladur b'Yerushalayim, ikal emeimar demitzvah ladur b'Eretz Yisrael. If you're going to live in Eretz Yisrael, fine, that's a mitzvah. Avala alos lezaita v'lashuv miyad, ein kan mitzvah rabba. It says, ein kan mitzvah rabba. Right? That's always the question. If somebody goes to visit and they walk around, oh, every dalai lama, it's every dalai lama. If they're not living there, is that a mitzvah? So that's 2 days in the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Shabbos, but here his lashon is, it's not a mitzvah rabba. V'yafilo aysa shvua ladur be'eretz Yisrael. And then he says, even if it's ladur, so then still all of the reasons that I applied before apply. And therefore, don't worry about it and stay happily married. That's the Radvaz in Aleph, Tafnun, Dalet. Important for a number of sugyas. Important for making a neder ba'ones in terms of a neder b'choli. You could push off the Yom Shamo in terms of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He clearly says it's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael to live there, but he's not so sure about visiting there. And a couple of important points that are related to. So that is the Radvaz. Let's continue. Two other points to mention on this sugya. Actually, let's just mention one for now. The Chashuki Chemed here has the discussion. Rachmana Litzlan should never be Lamaisa. Rachmana Litzlan, we know, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Tainis, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Simen Reish Mem, that it is usher, we're talking about Tashmash Hamita being Inui, also Lashamash Bitaso Bishas Ravon, at years of famine. Right? We learn it from Yosef, a pasuk by, that he was with his wife and the kids were born before the famine. We learned that. What about other tsaros? Does that halacha apply to other tsaros? Rachman al Islan, if Bnei Yisrael are going through tsaros, is there an isser of Tashmash Hamita? And this Chashuk Echabed in Nedarim came out this year. He talks about it. Last summer, Achmana Litzlan, when Bnei Yisrael were Betzaris, and we were fighting in Aza, and there were our brothers, our children, our sons were fighting. And the rockets, and they were the tunnels, Achmana Litzlan. So Vinish Alnu, he says he was asked, Haim Bisha Kasha Zumatar Matashva Shamita. Right, as our husbands and wives allowed to be together at this time. Right, but the Rama says, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Asla Shamish Mitasa Bishnei Ravon, except your Chasuchei Banim, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet of Puravu, the Rama adds, but who had the Mishar Tsaris, Shehim Karavon? So is this considered Tsar? So, the first half of this is that, of course it's considered a Tsar. Of course, Klal Yisrael has to be connected, and we have to focus, and we have to be connected. But two questions. Number one, is that halacha in Shulchan Aruch a din or midas chasidus? Is that a real din or not? Right? Because after all, we find, what's the raya that the Rishonim already ask? What about Yocheved? We say Yocheved was nolda ben achomos. Right? We know, right, that if you look in the Bnei Yisrael's calculation, in Parshas Vayigash, it says there were 70. How many were there? There were really 69. If you count up all the Jews. Right, who was number 70? Yocheved, who was born on the way in. Born on the way in, that means the pregnancy took place, I don't know, 9 months ago, 10 months ago, but either way, it was during Shnas Ravon. So how was it? How was it? So they say maybe it was a Midas Chasidus, and Yosef was first with Midas Chasidus and not others. Or the Ritva says, other answers, he goes to the Ritva, Meseches, Tainus, either way, but the question is, he goes to, what's the reason for this Isser? What's the reason for this Isser? So the Meiri quotes the Yerushalmi, who says the Isser is that a Kaddish Baruch Hu shouldn't be Osek b'churbano shel olam while he is being bone the world. That's the Yerushalmi. Rashi, though, there in Tainus, people might be familiar with, that you have to be Mitzar yourself when other Jews are Mitzar, so you have to be Mitzar yourself too. Right, so the question is, do those reasons apply? So if it's Osek b'churbano shel olam, so that might apply to only certain sorrows. Churban of olam, famine and others. But she'ekin, if it's to be mitzvati, if it's tzar, shel chavero, so then that would be included in other tzaros. And he goes through the sugya, other reasons involved also for this isser. Lamaisa, at the end, he says, havud lo losif ala We don't say that this should apply bisman. We have so many tzaris, Rachman al-Islan, throughout the centuries, so husbands and wives are never going to be together. There's so many tzaris. There are years tzaris, and there are months tzaris. So are we going to say this applies? So he says, lisikum, ein ligzar im isser l'shamish bisman hazeh. Bisman hazeh, we're not gozer this din. Kiva she'ein zet tzaris haklal mamish. First of all, it's not something that applies to the whole world in Mitzrayim. It applied to the whole civilization. The whole world had no food. Right, that's a little different also. Elisha call you so mitzarim mitzarachayim. We have to be mitzar. We have to daven. We have to do things, but not this specific prat. Some say it's only literally by a famine, and others say that that's only by the whole world. So there are different limitations. Doesn't take away the fact that we have to be emo anochi mitzara with our brethren, feeling the tzar wherever a Jew is in difficult, in dire straits in the world. But the halacha of Tashmish Amita would not apply today, at least Me'ikar Hadin, he writes. Okay, let's continue now, the din of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel Mishmei de Levi. Shmuel says, in the name of Levi, Kol Nedarim, Baal Mefer L'Ishto, Chutz Min Hana'asi Alploni, She'eno Mefer. Nedarim, all Nedarim, the Baal can be Mefer for his wife, again, within the category, let's say, of Ini Nefesh and Beinola Veina, except for where she says, My Hana is Asher to so-and-so. Meaning, it's an indirect. Let's say, the wife says, your best friend cannot get any anah from me. He cannot be made for that because that is not direct inui nefesh. Even though it's related somehow, but it's not enough. Aval hanas ploni alai mefer. But if she says, so-and-so cannot give me benefit, so that's inui nefesh. And that she can be made for. The language of the Meiri here is, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? Even the Ran here says, and some Rishonim say there's no chiddush in the first line, it's just the second line, that is the chiddush, says the Meiri. No, it could be a chiddush. Kol Nedarim, Kfar B'Yarno says the Meiri. Kol Nedarim Sheish Beminu Nefesh, Adam Mefer Chuz Be'Anasi Aploni. Af Al Pi Shalaf Amin Mitzta'eris Al Shira Lakein. Even though sometimes she'll be very upset about it because she can't be involved, right, or she's upset that she got angry, or it's a Mida Maguna, still, he cannot be made for it in this regard. It's not directly Inu Nefesh or Bein Olaveina. But if it's his Hana upon me, then she can be, then he can be, made for. Period. Stop there for a minute. Interesting, we could quote this really on any daf in Shas, but Amar Shmuel Mishmei Delevi. There's a Rashi in Maseches Fulin that says, when somebody quotes something, Mishmei, or Mishame another person, that means that it doesn't quote Amar Rabbi Shimon Amar, like sometimes you have Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. That means that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel and he learned by Shmuel. But if it's Mishmei, Rashi says it doesn't mean a Rebbe, it just means he heard it from someone who heard it from that person. Says Rashi, Kol Hecha de Amar, Mishmei de Ploni, Lo Shama Mimenu. He didn't directly hear it from him. Ella me acherim shama shekibluha mimenu. He heard it from others that got it from him. Kia, like this case there in Chulin Daf Yud Zayin. Kia de Rav Ashi lo raz Rava meolam. Rav Ashi never saw Rava. Kid the Amar Basar Yuchsin Yom Shemais Rava. No, but Rav Ashi, the day that Rava died, Rav Ashi was born. So here it can't be literal that it was. It says Amri Mishmei de Rava, right? So it can't be in the name of Rava. So it must be that's what Mishmei means. That's in Chulin. Right, that's what Rashi says. There's a Tosfos that gives the other impression. Tosfos in Maseches Avodah Zarah on Daf Nun Tes quotes a Kasha because somebody quoted Mishmei, and the Tosfos says, "Ah, it must be two different Tana Amoraim because this person never saw this other person." Right, Reb Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon Ben Yehud Tzadok. Mashba Hakla Shahaya Rabo the Chulu Tosfos on Daf Nun Tes. So either way, that's Mishmei. The Gemara is though interested. Even if it's not a Rebbe, to quote it, as we know the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Homer Davar B'Shem Amro, maybe Gula La'olam. There is a beautiful mimer that Matzio Solomon has in one of his Svarim, where he talks about what's the gobbles of Homer Davar B'Shem Amro. It's so important. I'll say the din. Why do I have to quote who said it? What do I have to quote who said it for? So, he quotes on a deeper level, he quotes the Medrash. He quotes the Medrash Tanchuma. We mentioned this in a Parsha Shir a couple of years ago, I think. The Medrash tells us that on the pasuk, Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu Miat Haroim, when the daughters of Yisro come, and Yisro says, what was it so fast today? Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu Miat Haroim. And one Medrash says that, oh, Moshe was taken to task for that, because they said Ish Mitzri, and he didn't say anything. Unlike Yosef. Yosef said Ivri. Moshe should have said, I'm not a Mitzri. But there's a different Medrash. The Medrash Tanchuma says, no. Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu Miat Haroim. What were they saying, and what did Moshe explain to them? Moshe says, you know why I was able to save you? Because the Mitzri tried to kill me in Mitzrayim. I ran away, so I happened to be here. Moshe was makir that he was just a tool. It wasn't him. And the Medrash gives a mashal. Somebody's walking in the desert and they get bitten by a snake. And they run to the river, to the water place, a little while far down to wash off their bite. And they see there's a baby drowning and they save the baby. And the father says, oh, thank you so much for saving our baby. He says, I didn't save the baby, the snake saved the baby. The snake saved the baby. The snake didn't save the baby. The snake bit. But a person who, that person, or Moshe Rabbeinu, recognizes that he is just a tool in the hands of Hashem. It's Mitzri Hitzilanu. What's the message from that? Ha'omer Davar B'Shem Amro. That's a certain type of person. Somebody who doesn't take the credit. Somebody who realizes that they are just the tools and pawns in the hands of history in terms of helping out others. Maybe Gula La'olam, Hashem will want to bring Geula through those people. That is the type of person who Hashem wants to bring Geula, because Hashem is the one that's bringing the Geula. So Hashem will want to bring Geula through people who don't take the credit. Esther, what was the source? The source is Esther Amalka. She goes to Ahasuerus and says, Mordechai told me that Bigson and Zeresh want to kill you. Right? Because Esther is somebody who does not want to take the credit, and that's why she is one that's used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe also, maybe go Olam through him, but that's the deeper message of the Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. I'm not taking the credit. It doesn't start with me. It starts with others. There is a question halachically. Let's say I heard something in the name of somebody, in the name of somebody, in the name of somebody. Do I have to quote the whole line, like the Gemara sometimes does? Right? Or do I just quote the original source, or do I just quote the one who told me? That's a sugya in Homer Davar B'Shem Amro. Let's continue though. Says the Gemara Tznan. So what did Shmuel just say in the name of Levi? That a person can be made for all Nadarim except Hanasi Al Ploni. Fine. Tznan. Why should he be able though to be made for that, to be made for or not be made for that? Peiros Medina Zu Alai. Our Mishnah said, the fruit of this Medina on me, Yavi Lami Medina Acheres. Right? He could bring from a different Medina. Ask the Gemara, how could Levi say that if she makes a neder, I can't get an offer from so-and-so, he can be made for that. What do you mean? Just let her get an offer from other people. Right? So just like in the Mishnah says, if she asks for fruit of this country, so she can get fruit from another country. So why should he be able to be made for that case? So Amar Rav Yosef, Deka Amar Shetavi. No, the case is where she says, that you bring me. That you bring me. Right? Deka Amar Shetavi. The case of the Mishnah is where she says, Shetavi Ata. The Rani adds in one word. Kigon, the Ran says, these are asked to me if you bring me, meaning if other people bring me, even these are mutter. That's why he doesn't have to be made for it in the Mishnah. But in a Chinami, if she would ask her a certain type of fruit from a certain Medina, period, then he would be able to be made for it. Tashma, Peres Chenvanize Alai, in Yachal HaFer, what about the next line? The fruit of this storekeeper, he cannot be made for. Why can't he be mefer? Hachanami to ka'amr shetaviyata. No, that's where she says, you can't bring me, but other people can bring me. So if other people can bring her, so there's no reason to be mefer it. Other people can bring her. Lo haisa parnasaso elami menu hareza yafer. But the bitch says the opposite. If this is the only storekeeper that she really usually gets from, then he can be mefer. Ve'i amr to ka'amr shetaviyata. But if the case that we just said is a case where she says, you bring me, so am I yafer? Why should he be able to be made for it? Let somebody else bring her. There's no need. So Ella, rather, what must we say? Me the seifa de la ma'isibal with this last line of parnaso elam imenu. It's not limited to where the baal brings. Havi reisha to come ma'isihi. So the reisha also is any. So we're back to the kasha on Shmuel Mishmei de Levi. What's the difference? Why does Levi say if she says hana'as ploni alai? I can't get an offer from so-and-so, he can't be made for. While in the Mishnah, I can't get an offer from this country, this storekeeper, he cannot be made for. What's the difference? El Aresha Ein Yachal HaFer. The Aresha is, he cannot be made for. Why? Because anybody, even if she brings it, Umas Nisan Rebbe Yosihi, as we said before, the Mishnah is like Rebbe Yosi, Dam Rav Huna, Kula Pirkin, Rebbe Yosihi. It's Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi has the and says that there's a difference. Right, the difference. Look at the Mefarish on top. V'ananami hachi kamina. And this is what he meant to say. Dechi amra hanas ploni alai mefer la'atzmo avalo lachem kishar devarim shebin olaveina. Right? When I say anas ploni alai, he can be mefer for himself because that's other. That's inui. That's bein olaveina. Avalo rabbanon. Yocho, the rabbanon would say differently. I'm only talking about in the rabbanon. Shmuel's talking about within the rabbanon. And the Mishnah is Reb Yossi. So that's the difference. Period. Umay einu yachala hafer mishuminu nefesh avol mefer nedarim shemein olaveina. Right, and that's what the Mishnah means. Shmuel is following through Rabbanan, and the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yossi. Period. Weiter. Am Rabbi Yehuda mer Shmuel. Next section. So this is in the name of Shmuel. We know Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav, and after Rav died, he went and became a Talmud of Shmuel. So am Rabbi Yehuda mer Shmuel. Nadra mishtei kikaros ba'achas misane uba'achas ein misane. What if a woman is noderes from, there are two breads here. One of them, she loves the type of bread. One of them, she doesn't. One of them, it's inui nefesh for her, because she really wants it. And one of them, it's not. So, machlokas. Mitoch shehu mefer lemisane, mefer l'sheinu misane. Tanakama says, Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel, Shmuel holds that you can be made for both. It's a package deal. Since she can be made for the misane, the one that she has inui nefesh from, she could also be made for the one that she does not have inu nefesh from. V'rav Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, made for the Masana, vein made for the Shein Masana. No, Rabbi Yochanan says only the bread that she gets, has inu nefesh from, she can be made for, and not the other one. Just do the other version. V'ika da Amre, and others say it wasn't a machlokes statement. Rav Asi didn't say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, but he asked. Ba'i minei Rav Asi mei Rabbi Yochanan. Nadra mishteki karas ba'achad mizana ba'achad inu mizana mahu. Amalei, made for the Masana, they made for the Shein Masana. So machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. The Ran here has two discussions. Number one, why is this different than the Mishnah later on Daf Tzadi? The Mishnah on Daf Tzadi, right, about five lines up from the bottom of the Ran, he says, Shmuel holds that he can be made for the whole Neder, so why is this different than the Tulanim and Yehudim, like we had before? If she says, Tashmish is usher on, to me, on the whole world's Tashmish is usher on me, why is it that he's only made for regarding him, but everybody else, it kicks in again when he divorces her. What do you mean? Why don't you say, mitoch, that you're mefer on one, you're mefer on the other, just like here, the two loaves. So says the Rani Yesod Gadol, this principle that Shmuel says, what's the source of Shmuel? That it can be mefer the whole. Yifi renu, sounds like mefer et akol. It's based on a pasuk. Mashma kule velo palge, says the Ran, that din is only by inui nefesh bilachudhu dechsiv. That din of being mefer is only by inui nefesh. V'lo ashkechan le b'dvarim shebein olaveina. You don't find that din by dvarim shebein olaveina. By inui nefesh, you find that you do part, you do all. But when it comes to bein olaveina, you do not find that it has to be a package deal. And says the Ran, it makes sense. Because when it comes, interestingly, says the Ran, third to last line, Umilsa de Shaykh Bataimihi, it makes sense that when it comes to Nidre Inui Nefesh, it is a package deal. Once the bottle is made for part, the whole thing he can be made for. That's like here, when she asers food on herself. But when it comes to Bein Olaveina, which again, that's what Rabbi Yossi says, is Tashmish Amita, Tashmish Bein Olaveina, it's only regarding him, and it's not a package. Why? So says the Ran, Dinidra Inui Nefesh Mishum Kpeda Didohu. Inui Nefesh is from her perspective. Dematzi Mefer Dinu Yagabai. It's all about her pain. Umishum Hachi Eina Badinshi Yafar Lachatzoin. So it's not appropriate that he's only made for part of Ma'ani Leitvei. Because if it's Inui Nefesh, so then it's not from his vantage point, it's from her vantage point, and therefore he's made for everything because he has no idea what pains her, what doesn't pain her, or if something pains her, so then he has to be made for the whole thing. But Dvarim Shebein Olaveina, it's about the kapeda of the Baal. So fine, whatever the Baal is makbed on, he's mefer. Whatever he's not makbed on, he's not mefer. Because it's from his perspective. But my delokab, ilokab, and my dekab, it's shari, vizil adanafshe, kain nira be'enai, says the Ran, that's why there is a chilek between Bein Olaveina and Inui Nefesh. Again, you have to see if there's any other differences. We had it in the Gemara already. There's a difference in terms of the power of the hafara. The power of the Afara, right? Inu Nefesh, the husband has the power to be totally destroy the Neder. When it comes to Bein Olaveina, he doesn't totally destroy it. It only totally destroys it for while they're married. afterwards, he won't be able to destroy it. That's one. The first half of the Ran here talks about the svaras of the machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Why would Shmuel say he could do both? Because the pasuk says you're able to do at least part of it, and it's a package deal, and you have to say you're able to do at least part of it. But Shmuel says once you can do part of it, you can do everything. While Rabbi Yochanan says no, you're able. The pasuk, it's machlokas about how to understand the word yifirenu. The pasuk means you could be made for every part of it that is shayach to you. And therefore, you can have a chilik between them. Okay? The Rishonim also discuss, and with this we'll finish, what about the principle that we had earlier about nefesh huter miksasar huter kulo? Right? We had that in the chafs. So why don't you apply that principle here? So the Rush here says, we mentioned this as well earlier, there's a difference between hatara and hafara. Hataras chacham and hafaras habal. When it comes to hataras chacham, we say kivan shehuter miksasa hutra kulo. Because remember, the chacham is okrit meikaro. If you're okrit meikaro, so you destroy the whole thing. Because you're totally getting rid of it. The dafka gabi hataras chacham hu da'amrinan hachi. Mishum de naasa haneder ta'us meikaro. Hilka kivan shehuter miksasa hutra kulo. Shlohaya daito elashi kala neder kayam. By hafara, as we know, it's megas gaias, it's cut right now, so you can cut part of it. You don't have to cut all of it. A difference between hatara and hafara. So again, many of these contexts, issues, we have to talk about. Will you have it all together? Are there chilukim? As we've discussed a lot in this parak already. Is there a difference between even what the father could do and what the husband could do? They're both hafara. But we mentioned, for example, from the Rambam says the husband can only be made for certain types of nedarim, the father can be made for all types of nedarim. Compare the husband to the father. Then compare hatara and hafara. Then compare inui nefesh and benolaveina. These are all questions that are discussed many times. They are parallel halachas. Sometimes there are chilukim between them. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'Hashem will continue with Daf Pei Gimel. B'Hashem coming up next time.